conferences call for strategic investment in the barbaric migrants to Eswatini. The bulletin at 18 hours. My name is Mwansa Mwanakauma. And now the news in detail. The Zambia Police Service has announced that a total of 9,377 road traffic accidents were recorded across the country during the second quarter of 2025, representing an increase of 342 accidents from 9,035 recorded last year. Police spokesperson Reha Monga says out of these, 522 were fatal, resulting in the loss of 642 lives. He said 939 were serious road traffic accidents, in which 1,826 individuals sustained serious injuries. 1,816 accidents were classified as slight, with 2,942 people suffering minor injuries, while 6,100 incidents were damage-only accidents. Mr. Hamonga said Lusaka province has continued to record the highest number of road traffic accidents with 4,713 cases, followed by the Copperbelt province with 1,282, Central province with 919, Southern province with 579, and Northwestern with 531, among others.
The remaining 6,001 incidents were damage-only accidents involving no physical harm to persons. Lusaka province continued to record the highest number of road traffic accidents with 4,713 accidents, followed by Copperbelt with 1,202, Central 919, Southern 579, Northwestern 531, Eastern province 380, Muchinga 340, Wapula 250, Northern 195, and Western with the lowest count of 188 accidents. The remaining six.
President Hakainde Hichilema has officially opened the Invest Zambia International Conference with a strong call for targeted and mutually beneficial investments across key sectors of the economy. Speaking at the conference, President Hichilema has outlined four critical parameters for meaningful investment, namely fairly priced capital, modern technology to boost productivity, joint ventures and value addition through local processing of raw materials. The President has noted that Zambia is now the largest producer of emeralds in the world, surpassing Colombia, and stressed that such milestones must be supported by sustainable investment policies. The head of state has also emphasized the urgent need for investments in the energy sector, which he described as the backbone of the country's economy. Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mulenga has emphasized the importance of the conference as a platform to foster strategic partnerships for job creation, industry growth and increased exports. And Zambia Development Agency Director General Albert Halwampa has revealed that the conference has attracted over 500 foreign investors and more than 1,000 local participants.
You will meet investors from across the world in Zambia around this very time. So we believe that this event going forward will bring and scale up more investment. We believe that this platform will scale up investment, of course, like the thing is suggesting driving generational transformation, investment
Transparency International Zambia has demanded for the immediate publication of the full Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency forensic audit report conducted by PricewaterhouseCoopers to allow for broader scrutiny and public accountability. And TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has also called for administrative and criminal investigations into all individuals and entities implicated in the procurement breaches, with appropriate sanctions for misconduct or abuse of authority. He said all officials found to have acted outside the law must be suspended pending the outcome of investigations. Mr. Nyambe said the findings from this audit risks further eroding public confidence, damaging the country's credibility with cooperating partners, and compromising the delivery of essential medicines to Zambians.
But even more concerning are the findings that ZAMSA purchased medicines at highly inflated prices without any evidence of negotiations having taken place. Now, this is not only grossly irresponsible and therefore unacceptable, but it also points to possible collusion, abuse of office, or deliberate profiteering at the expense of public health. These revelations come at a time when Zambia is already facing very severe public scrutiny and donor concerns over governance lapses in the health sector. Given all this, we therefore demand the immediate publication of the full forensic audit report in order to allow for broader scrutiny and public accountability.
Government says it has taken urgent action to stop illegal loan deductions from civil servant salaries, especially those in rural and remote areas. Acting Finance and National Planning Minister Chipoka Mlenga has told Parliament that microfinance institutions have been directed to tighten internal controls while government is centralizing loan processing to enhance verification. Responding to a question from Itezitezi Member of Parliament Twambo Mtinta, who wanted to know if government was aware of civil servants being deducted without consent, Mr. Mlenga confirms that some civil servants have faced deductions without consent or proper documentation. Mr. Mlenga, who is also Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, has added that institutions found guilty of unauthorized deductions are being compelled to refund affected workers, with some already removed from the payroll system.
Government is aware that some civil servants have been experiencing loan deductions on their payslips for loans they did not obtain. This is particularly evident with microfinance organizations that offer loans online without proper internal controls to validate the applicants and employees' failure to safeguard their payslips and personal documents from potential fraudsters or scammers. Employees have been advised to report such incidences to law enforcement agencies. Microfinance organizations offering online loans to government employees have been guided to put in place stringent internal control measures to validate applicants for loans.
Amid ongoing global conversations around trust and transparency in gaming, BetPower hosted a milestone celebration in Accra, Ghana this week to honor its latest record-breaking aviator winners from Ghana, Cameroon and Zambia. The highlight of the event was a historic aviator round that paid out over 25.3 million kwacha, the largest group win in a single round on the game in Africa. In Zambia, Sydney returned a modest 6 kwacha bet into a remarkable 3.2 million kwacha win. BetPower Head of Local Marketing and CSR, Bora Ndanyungo, said the event marked another milestone in the brand's growing legacy.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane has urged Brazilian investors and financial institutions to tap into opportunities presented by the Lobito Corridor Railway and the accompanying agricultural expansion program. Speaking at a high-level investment meeting in Brazil on Tuesday, Dr. Msokotwane highlighted the progress of the corridor project and Zambia's readiness to partner with Brazil. The Lobito Corridor is a key rail and road link connecting Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo to Angola's Atlantic port of Lobito. In a session with Brazil's Banco Nacional de Desenvolvimento,